I'm excited to, you know, see our guys come back. You know, it's a challenge for us to go on the road. You know, as a competitor, you like that challenge. You know, we got our guys, Jamie is back. You know, Miles, he came back last week. You know, we got all our guys, you know, ready to just go out there and get a win. So I'm definitely excited for that.
What does Jamie do for the defensive average
fan? You know, Jamie's a playmaker. As you can see, just tracking his career, you know, the numbers that he put up, you know, his all his accolades, you know, going to the Pro Bowl, just being that playmaker and that ball hawk guy is definitely something that's good for us and definitely a good piece for us.
Christian, you've been here for several years. The issue is stopping the run is forever. Why this year are you guys so much better?
You know, Greg's system, you know, the way he coaches, how he set the tone, you know, how he set the culture for us was that was a special emphasis was to stop the run.
How about on the other end of it? I would think the one thing that you guys try to shore up is your red zone defense. Why do you think you guys have had so much trouble in the red zone?
You know, it's just, you know, teams have some good play calls on us. You know, some of it is just, you know, we hurt ourselves. You know, completely honest, you know, sometimes, you know, we could, you know, lack our assignment. But, you know, we're fixing that. You know, we're having special emphasis on that in practice. And we just getting in the meeting room, seeing, what's up, big dog? My dog, Sammy, you know what I mean? But, you know, we just putting special emphasis on the red zone for us, and we just got to continue to get better at that.
Some of the issues, whether it's matchup or coverage or whatever, that you guys have had going against tight ends, do you think getting Jamie back, that's going to shore that up and essentially solve that problem?
You know, I can't say that. You know, it's just all a matter of, you know, what particular call that we're in, and then we just see what we can do with that and eliminate it.
What stands out when you watch Deshaun Watson?
Man, he's a guy that, you know, he can make a play out of nothing. He can hurt you with his arm, and, you know, he's almost like another running back there. I think he's like third in carries or something like that on their team. So, you know, he's definitely a dual threat, and, you know, he can extend plays, he can extend the drive. So that's just definitely something that, you know, make him, you know, somewhat special.
Surprising that he's been able to just kind of set the league on fire.
No, it's not. It's not surprising. When you look at his college tape and, you know, things that he's done, you know, the system that he's in, you know, he's in a great system, got great players around him. He's doing a good job. So we just got to make sure that we don't allow him to be a spark. And, you know, we just got to limit him in his game.
A lot of times teams talk about trying to rattle a rookie and get him off his mark. None of that seems like it would be able to apply with Deshaun, what he's been able to do these past few
weeks. I mean, we know, like, for us, you know, we just got to make it as tough as possible on him. I mean, you know, they've given up, you know, 20 or so sacks. So, you know, there's definitely some spots in the game that, you know, we can try to take advantage of. But, you know, he's been doing well for him. So we just got to make sure that we play our part and do our assignment and make sure that we're on point with what we're calling and how we're executing our plays.
There's
the
last one. The NFL and NFLPA sent out a statement yesterday about the owners' meetings Tuesday and players being involved in the discussion. Are you going to be part of that?
No comment.
Will you be able to comment on Wednesday?
We'll see when Wednesday come around.